Welcome to the Tinnelly Talks podcast, where we dive into the common legal issues facing today's community associations. Whether you're a manager, board member, or homeowner, you're sure to pick up on some nuggets of advice to help you build a successful community in this ever-evolving and changing world.
Hello, and welcome to Tinnelly Talks. I'm Steve Tinnelly.
And I'm Ramona Acosta.
And today we are going to be discussing our firm's new educational offerings through CAM University, Community Association Manager University. And this is actually a lot of fun for me because I get to interview Ramona today, which is great. Usually we have a guest, but today you're the guest because I'm excited to talk about all the work that you've been doing. I know this is years in the making and I'm super proud of you and what this is going to do for our industry. It's just a step in the right direction. It's nice when you have an opportunity to talk about things and then you make them manifest. So this is great. I can't wait to tell people more about it. So let's tell, but for those of you that don't know Ramona more than me. Ramona Acosta is the Director of Business Development, Finley Law Group. She directs and manages the firm's business development, marketing, public relations, and client relationship management efforts. She also makes sure that I don't embarrass myself at all the events.
True story.
We go to. She has over 30 years experience working in the HOA industry and maintains several prestigious designations from the Community Associations Institute, that's CAI, including the CMCA, AMS, and the PCAM. Following her success as a community manager and as a management company executive, I got to know Ramona. I was really excited when she said, sure, I'll come. Let's come work together. And it's been absolutely fantastic. Your knowledge of the law, I think, can be put up against most industry attorneys in our space, which is amazing. And not only does it provide value to our firm, but I know it's going to provide value to all the managers that you're going to train through this exciting new university, right? And that's your new role. So you've got all those things going with Tinnelly Law Group. And now you are also the vice president of CAM University, which is a professional training and development program to assist managers with obtaining and maintaining their CMCA certification throughout their career. So thank you, Ramona, for joining us here
today.
All right. So big picture, tell us about CAM University. What is it? Why is it exciting? What are we doing?
Okay. So big picture, it's just another educational opportunity, right? CACM, they have a certification program, right? It's for the CCAM, it's California specific education. Managers who go through this course, they get the certification. By law, they can call themselves a California certified CID manager.
Got it.
CAI, they have a similar program. They are an international organization. So they have the M100. You take that course, you sit for the CMCA exam, you pass the exam. Now you can become a certified manager of community associations, a CMCA. Unfortunately, that international CMCA does not necessarily qualify you to call yourself a California CID manager. You would have to have taken the California version of the M100 in order to fall within those statute, fall within the guidelines, right?
Okay.
So what I wanted to do was I wanted to kind of bridge the gap. So why should a manager have to go through two trade organizations and get two certifications, right? You work for a national brand, you work for Real Manage, you work for First Service, you work for Associa. You're a national brand. That company wants you to have that national certification, but you don't fall under the California guidelines. So now you have to go through CACM and you have to get your CCAM to fall under the California guidelines. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of money. Right. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to bridge the gap. So I went to CAMICB.
Okay.
I'm using a lot of acronyms right now. I know that.
Starting to sound like an eye chart, to be honest with you. CMCA.
CMCA, CCAM, CACM.
I'm going to try to break it down for everybody who's listening. We're going to make it simple.
I know, right? So CAMICB, it is the certification arm for the Community Associations Institute for yes. CAI, right? So CAMICB creates and maintains and certifies that CMCA certification. I went straight to them and I got approval to be a prerequisite course provider. So what CAM University does is we have a course called Building Community, the Foundations of Community Association Management, Foundations for short. It's a course that is It's an alternative to the M100. It's based on California law. It's a California-specific course, gives you all of the California education, follows the state-mandated guidelines in order to call yourself a certified CID manager. Mm-hmm. And CAMICB approved us to be a prerequisite course provider. So as opposed to taking the M100, you take foundations, you pass foundations, that qualifies you then to take the CMCA exam. And then now you can get your CMCA. So you can get that international certification while getting California specific education. And now you can call yourself a California certified CID manager.
Okay.
So it kind of goes up the middle and gets you both the best of CAI and the best of CACM.
Okay, I got it, because I've been taking copious notes here. go through CAI. Right. The whole idea is to get your certification for your CMCA, right? Which is an international certification.
Right.
Go through CAI to do that. In order to take the course, you have to take the class. And the class is the M100. Okay. So I'm keeping all my letters together here. So you got to take the M100 in order to get CAI. But once you get that CMCA, which is an international certification, you can't call yourself a certified California CID manager, because there's not really a California component to it.
Right. So state law, California law says, business and professions code says, that in order to call yourself a California certified CID manager, you have to take 30 hours of coursework in a laundry list of topics that are specific to California law and HOA management.
Got it.
CACM, being the California Association of Community Managers, their course is
a different trade organization.
It's a different trade organization.
Got it.
All California law. So you get their CCAM, you're golden, right? If you were to take the M100 for CAI, you would have to take the California version of the M100 in order to qualify to be a California CID manager, right? So you get the CMCA certification, and that's great for you. You have alphabet soup behind your name, but technically, you are not a certified CID manager under California law. You're not getting your California, if that makes sense.
I get it. So two different tools. So it's like in one sense, you've got, let's say, a sports car over here, but I also need it to be able to go off road. So I'm going to get this big, truck over here. What you're saying is, no, we're just going to go straight to the Cybertruck.
Right.
Best of both worlds.
Right.
Okay. Does that analogy work? Or
yeah, it does. Nice? No, I like it. I like it. I get it.
Okay. Which is great. So now through the efforts that you did through CAM University, right, which is backed by Tinley Law Group, we are now, certified or authorized through CAMICB to offer our own prerequisite course, basically our own alternative to the M100.
Right.
That's California focused.
Right.
That's got all of your time and talent and industry knowledge and experience wrapped in there, with a little bit of reliance on what us attorneys can provide on the back end for you.
Right.
That's all there. Are there any other types of entities that are non-industry organizations other than our firm that are certified to do this?
No, and that's what's so amazing.
That's rad.
There are two prerequisite courses that you can take to get a CMCA. One is CAI's M100, and the other is our course. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So there are no other law firms in the world, no other companies in the world that are offering this type of education.
That's quite the Cybertruck. Well, I mean, so why, Ramona? I mean, that's I think what a lot of people understand is why. I mean, yeah, the business development things. And I know that for the people that are watching, that are listening right now, I mean, I've had the benefit of talking with Ramona about this and our professional career working together, what you've done for the firm and us working. It's just been an absolute thrill. And I know the conversations that we've had that have led up to this. And it's not necessarily from just a marketing or a client development standpoint. Like, why? What's the why behind this? Why is this a passion project of yours?
I just felt like there was a gap. Look, I was a CAI cheerleader for the longest time. I used to call myself Little Miss CAI. I'm a past president. You're a past president.
Yeah. You're both the youngest in Orange County, right?
Yeah. I still got you beat by 10 months, though.
Yeah. Youngest female president, youngest male president.
Yeah. Yep. I'm never going to let you live that down either, so you know.
You can win. You win. You win.
No. You know, I... Little Miss CAI, love CAI. I was always a huge proponent of their education. I used to be a CCAM. I've taken that the CACM's education. I am a PCAM, so I've taken all of CAI's education. I think that CAI stands above the rest. I was a faculty member for over 15 years, and I taught the M100.
So you taught basically the CAI's version of our course.
Of our foundations course.
You taught that for how long?
For more than 15 years.
How many students would you estimate?
I'm sure I've had thousands of students over the years. Because I would have...
I didn't know it was that many.
Yeah, because when we were in person, I'd get 30 to 40 in person. And then post-COVID, we went online. And so in the online programs, we would get, 100, 120 students at a time. And what's amazing is when you're doing the online version, you're getting students in Germany and Australia and Dubai. And so you literally can say, yeah, I'm an international speaker. I teach managers across the world, right?
Nuts.
So it was amazing. But because of that, right, you're teaching an international program. Everything is in very generic terms because what the law is in the United States is different than it is in Canada, is different than it is in Germany, is different than it is in the Middle East, right?
Yeah.
And so CAI has to really teach community association management on a very ground floor level, right? What are the portions of community association management that are the same through all of these countries and
that
are universal, right?
Got it.
And even in the United States, right? I mean, our laws change from state to state to state,
yes,
let alone from countries, right?
Yes.
And so when I started teaching the M100 so many years ago, there was the M100 book, and then there was this little purple California book. And so, all of the civil code numbers were those old 1300 numbers,
yes,
right? And it was great when it was first written. And then in 2014, California reorganized the Davis-Sterling Act. All of the civil code numbers changed, mm-hmm, but the little purple book stayed the same. And so now you're teaching the M100, you're teaching the California version of the M100, and you're telling the managers, don't worry, you don't have to know the civil code numbers, the numbers have changed, but the content remains the same. So, don't worry about it. You're an HOA attorney, right? You know California law changes every year, changes significantly,
yeah,
every year. And over a period of time, that little purple book became more and more and more outdated.
Got it.
Whereas you'd be in class and you would say, this section, I'm going to teach you this section for you to take your exam. But when you go back to work on Monday, this is what you really need to know. And by the time I stopped teaching the M100, I had to tell the managers, oh, hey, by the way, this book is all the way wrong. All of these laws have changed. I had multiple conversations with CAI, with the faculty team over there, and they knew it was outdated. They were working on it. But again, remember, this is a big international trade organization.
Yeah.
Things don't move quickly.
No, and you understand that.
Yeah. And it wasn't for, any negligence or any malintent, right? They were working on it, but these things take time.
Mm-hmm.
COVID hit, takes more time, right? And so I, being the impatient person that I am, I just decided, we need to have something that is worthwhile. We need to have something, a course that managers can take, and they can sit here and they can learn everything that they need to know to be a community association manager and learn everything that they need to know to be a good manager in the state of California. And who better to do that than an HOA law firm, California law firm that specializes in California HOA law.
Yeah, and the program that's driven by a member of CAI's national faculty that's taught thousands of students,
right,
on this. And how many managers have you been able to mentor? And I know that in our space, that's incredible, incredibly rewarding. We always talk about kind of this tangential abstract concept of how can we elevate the standards of our industry, right? How can we make managers, right? Just in any business partner, just the industry as a whole, because so many times it's seen as lower brow or whatever the circumstances, but how can we bring it up higher? And I know when we started with this, it's, hey, we're going to go to CAMICB, our lunch and learn programs. We're providing direct education to managers at their management companies. Let's go those certified for continuing education credits.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And then we had our big law firm symposium, hundreds of people that are coming out, you know, all these business partners that were great supporters of it. We were able to offering these continuing education credits. But these managers, I remember them coming and being like, oh, you know, I hope to pass the test this time I've taken it. So you launch study groups where, okay, you've taken the class. Now come with me. We'll do a little study group.
Yep.
And then I remember at least on three instances where there's a manager that's approached me to say, the study group, Ramona got me over the finish line.
Yep.
I knew you were in earshot. I knew what that meant. And that's awesome. And what I see this university is a way to kind of take that and take it bigger, which I think is just such a special thing.
Welcome to CAM University, developed by California attorneys specializing in HOA law and led by a PCAM with 30 years of industry knowledge and expertise. Tinley Law Group has developed the first prerequisite certification course based in California law that complies with state certification requirements and is approved by CAMICB as a prerequisite course to earn your CMCA certification. Begin your professional development through CAM University, powered by Tinley Law Group, your community, your counsel.
Yeah, I really wanted to make it well-rounded. You know, as you said, we got all of our lunch and learns approved by CAMICB for CEUs. We're in the process right now of building out a virtual campus. So all of those lunch and learns, we're still going to come to your office. We're still going to do those lunch and learns for you. But, you know, let's say your April or your October renewal date's coming and you're a couple of units short. We're going to have a virtual campus. You'll be able to take any of those lunch and learn programs online, on demand. And so right. You can get your CEUs. And then, yeah, we have the study group.
This is the full LMS that you're building.
This is the first LMS, learning management system. Mm-hmm. It's set to launch in July. It's built out. We just tested all of the different components of it. Everything is looking really good. So they just started production today.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it looks like we're going to launch sometime in July. So super excited about that.
Awesome.
And then, we have the study group. We started the study group, 8-10 years ago, I want to say.
It's been a while.
It's pre-COVID. I wouldn't say it was probably about 8 years ago. Almost everybody who comes to the CMCA study group has failed the test at least once, if not twice.
Got it.
And it's not their fault, right? Again, you have California managers who have a very specific law that they are required to follow in their day-to-day management style. The CMCA exam is an international exam, right? CAMICB stands for Community Association Manager International Certification Board, right? This is an international exam. So much like the M100, this exam is very generic. And it's based on an international audience. So what you, Steve Tinley, would do if you were an association manager in the state of California is going to make you fail this international exam because that's not how the exam works, right? So for example, California, we don't use proxies anymore. Homeowner can use a proxy if they really want to, but by and large, we're using the double secret envelopes. We're using written secret ballots. And now we have electronic ballots, right?
Electronic secret ballots.
But if you were going to take the CMCA exam, proxies are alive and well, and you better know what a proxy is and how to use it.
I got it.
So managers struggle and they come to me and they're frustrated beyond belief because they've taken this exam a couple of times. They're paying for it. Their management company is paying for it. They're feeling like they don't know how to do their job, but they know how to do their job. And why can't they pass this exam? So we have them come in. We meet with them. We do this study group. We take all of the California out of their brains and say, okay, this is how you need to take the exam. This is how you study for the exam. And by the end of the day, it's an 8-hour course, but by the end of the day, you can feel like they come in the morning with this dark cloud of frustration. And by the end of the day, you feel like this stress has lifted. They feel a little bit more set. They feel a little bit more centered.
Yeah.
And I get these wonderful emails about, oh my God, Ramona, I finally passed. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's gotta be.
You know, it's amazing. And I feel bad because this doesn't have anything to do with you. It has nothing to do with how well you manage. This doesn't have anything to do with your expertise or your knowledge as an association manager. It's an international exam.
I get it.
And so, we got to prepare you for that.
Okay. So help me understand this a little bit more. We've got, the concern is, hey, we're not getting California specific education, but at the same time, we're not getting tested on California specific education.
It's a conundrum.
It's a that five times fast. So what can students expect though? Right. So the M100 is offered through CAI, and CAI is great. Our program is developed a little bit differently. How? You're going to get all the stuff that you need to be able to pass the exam, but also the California stuff that...
Yes. Okay. Yes. So the idea is that you can go to... You should not have to maintain... If you want to, you can, but you should not be required to maintain two memberships in two trade organizations in order to get all of the necessary education that you need to be a successful manager. So what we wanted to do was we wanted to say, okay, look, again, our firm, we've been members of both organizations.
Yeah.
But
founding member of CACM.
Member of CACM. Mm-hmm. We have three past presidents of CAI in our office. But when we sat down and we looked at the education and we looked at where our marketing dollars were going, where our membership dollars were going, we were more committed to CAI as an organization. CAI supports the CMCA certification. And again, having been a manager, having carried both certifications, I will say the quality of education for the CMCA, in my opinion, this is my personal opinion, is much higher than that of the CCAM. So that was the one that I wanted to pursue. Mm-hmm. A manager, if you get a brand new manager off the street, right, you're getting somebody who's probably, in their, mid to late 20s, may or may not be a college graduate. As Vicky mentioned in an earlier podcast episode that we recorded, most people fall into HOA management. Most people don't seek that out as a career. I started when I was 19. So hadn't gotten my college degree yet, right? So you're getting people that are coming off the street and they get into this management company. Not all management companies have training programs. And so, you start this job, you have a portfolio of six or seven associations, and we say, great, go manage.
Yeah.
And we send you to CACM or we send you to CAI, and we want you to get all of the knowledge and all of the information that you need so that you can successfully manage these associations. From my perspective, I was seeing these managers taking these M100, and they weren't getting enough California-specific knowledge in order to be a successful manager.
So even if they did pass the test, even if they were good at taking the test,
took the M100 and they
you're getting
the
certified in order to help your job.
It doesn't mean that you actually have the knowledge that you need, right? Because you're not getting any California law.
No, I got it.
So I felt like it was just a huge gap, and so I thought, okay, well, what can I do? I mean, I've always had a passion for training and for teaching. Thought about getting my MBA at one point so that I could, so that I could teach. I've always been, a little legal beagle. My managers used to call me a walking blue book because I was just always, the civil code says.
I remember when we didn't work together, when you were still a manager, you'd be like, are you sure that's what the law says? I'm like, oh, I need to double check it.
So I just thought, I'm like, it just makes sense, why not? And so my goal was, you hire this brand new manager, he doesn't know anything about anything. You send them to foundations, you send them to me, 2.5 days. And yes, it's a long course and I know it's time out of the office, but in 2.5 days.
2.5 days.
Because state law says 30 hours of education, right?
Yeah.
So
we like to follow the law.
Well, 2.5 days is 20 hours. So they're not even getting the full 30, right? So 2.5 days, we're going to go and we're going to talk about all things Davis Sterling, all the way down from what is a community association, what is a condominium versus a plan development, all the way to electronic secret ballots and balcony bill and all of the new legislation. Talk about all, you know, case law and how that wraps into it. We really like all California all the time for these 2.5 days. They take an exam to pass my course. And once they pass that course, then they can apply to take the CMCA exam. So theoretically, they can get from start to finish, they can get their certification probably within the first 6 months of their management career. You know, and again, you know, we offer that optional CMCA study group. Between the foundations course and the study group together will get you that 30 hours.
Got it.
So, you know.
Got it. So one location, be able to do the different style of teaching. I mean, if you were to say, okay, listen, if you're going to sit for, you know, the CMCA and you want to take the foundations course versus, you know, one of the industry organization courses, right? Other than the fact that, yeah, it's California specific. What else could students expect, right? That might have gone through one and sit for the other. How would they be able to say that it's different? I mean, other than the fact that, you know, you're leading the teaching, you're leading the curriculum, so you're supercharging it. Mm-hmm. But what else is there materially that's different, or do you think that students would appreciate?
Honestly, I think that, you know, us being a local firm, you know, a California-based firm, you know, again, you know, I taught these M100 courses. I've taught people around the world.
Thousands of people.
I've given them my contact information. You know, once in a blue moon, somebody will reach out to me. But you get these California managers that we work with all day long, every day. And so now they get to come into our office, they get to meet with our attorney staff, they get to sit in my training room for a couple of days, they get to learn from me. And now we as a firm, we are now a resource to them, right? It's not that you take the test, you pass the foundations course and you go on your merry way. No, Tinley Law Group is here and we're a resource for you.
Yeah, we help you maintain it, right?
Yeah.
Continuing education credits.
We're gonna help you maintain it. We're gonna give you the continuing education credits. But also, you have a weird question, you pick up the phone, you call me. You pick up the phone and you call you, right?
As a student, you get those extra things. I can't tell you the amount of times, relationships that I've had with managers. I started working with a decade ago and they were brand new associate or assistant. Right. And they were trying to figure it out. I just call them. I'm like, hey, listen, we don't need to charge anybody for this. What's going on? Tell me about your circumstance or whatever the deal is. And those relationships, honestly, I value the most. I find them most rewarding. And now I meet some of them. Mm-hmm. Right. And they're regional directors and they're doing all this good stuff. And I think one of the things that's special about our industry is that in large part, people tend to understand, recognize those things and articulate their appreciation for it. So I'm sure you. Thousands of students, I'm sure you get that a ton.
Like what you hear so far? Make sure to subscribe to the Tinley Talks podcast at tinleylaw.com and never miss an episode. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now let's get back to the show.
I had a manager the other day, you know, he called and he was like, he just signed a contract with us for a different association. But he called and he was like, this is not your client. But I'm having an issue and this is my question. And he's like, I'm just looking for some free legal advice because I think I know what the answer is, but I just need somebody to confirm to me that this is what the answer is. And of course I have to tell him, okay, this is my non-legal opinion. Yeah.
Exactly.
But yes, you're right.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. The book definitely sees that. And I've seen the textbook. It's big. When we first talked about this and you decide, hey, I'm going to put pedal to the metal. And for those listening, I mean, I personally witnessed, I mean, the amount of work that went into this, it's great when you have a passion project that kind of aligns with your industry objectives and your career objectives, which is awesome. From my standpoint and looking at it, I mean, you know, the challenges that managers face much more so than I do. And looking at it from a perspective, it's say, okay, listen, I'm a management company, you know, I'm an upper management at a management company, or I'm an executive, or I might be a principal or an owner. Regardless of the management company size, there's legislation that's pending now. We'll get to that later. But from a marketing standpoint, you want your managers to be certified. Yep. You want to be able to advertise that, not only the clients to help from a sales side, but you want to develop your people internally, right?
And it's hard. I mean, I was an executive at a management company at the highest point. And I'm not saying highest point in the career, I'm saying highest point of like how much I had to manage. Mm-hmm. I was managing 10 condominium associations and I was supervising 10 managers.
Jeez.
And I was trying to develop a training program for that management company. And I feel for every director, every regional manager, every, vice president of a management company that's out there, because you truly want to take the time to train your managers. But when you have a portfolio, and even if it's a portfolio of three associations, when you have a portfolio and you have a slew of managers that you are overseeing, to take the time, the one-on-one time to sit there and fully train them on all of the things that they need to know as an association manager, it feels impossible. Systems and procedures, yes, easy peasy, right? I'm going to show you how to do a budget. I'm going to show you how to issue a work order. I'm going to show you how to do a walkthrough. Mm-hmm. Those things, that's all procedural. That's easy stuff. But to talk about all of the changes, here's the law today. Now the law has changed. Let's go over the law tomorrow, right? Most in the portfolio manager system, ecosystem, most of the middle management and upper management just doesn't have the time that is required to really sit down and do that type of training.
Yeah.
That's why they rely on the trade organizations to do that for them, right? Yep. It really is. I'm looking to CAI and CACM to give them the foundational knowledge that they need. And then when they come back to the office, then I'll show them how to put a board packet together. I'll show them how to do a walkthrough, right? Then I'll get them into the nitty gritty of it. And I'm like, okay, well then just send them to me. And I will download everything that they need to know about California into them. We have small class sizes. So instead of getting 40 people, you're getting 5 to 10 people. So you really are getting that one-on-one attention so that you can really fully grasp not just what the law is, but also, again, we go over that case law. So here's the law, but here's how the courts applied it. So when you go back to your office on Monday, This is how your mentality should be. This is how you should be working this particular problem, right?
Yeah, I get it. Like if I'm in that position, hey, I want to get my managers to be certified because one, we want to say we have certified managers, but we want to help in their development. And you spend the resources or whatever to send the manager, and the manager goes and get the program, and it's like, okay, well, it didn't really set them up to kind of pass the test, and there's not really much that's there to help them with their job, but it's something that you're just kind of going through the motions to go through, where it's, okay, if you're serious about actually, one, getting them certified and having that mean something, mm-hmm. and developing it from the standpoint of they're going to be a better manager, like in their actual role that they're dealing with right now, following the course, what approach can you take? Hey, we're going to go do a half-day clinic with 100 participants. Or no, we're signing you up for 2-day intensive one-on-one, instruction with somebody who's been doing it for years, trained 1,000 students and done all these things. It's just kind of a different mindset. Yeah. And that's why I'm really charged about it, because I think it's very aligned with kind of how our firm generally approaches things. Like we want to get the job done.
Yeah.
And we want to do it well.
Yeah.
And we want to do it quickly.
Yeah.
Right. Because we don't want to waste time.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the thing.
That's the thing. Right. You shouldn't have to go to all of these classes and take all of these courses, let's just drill down and get into the meat of it.
Get right? it, right? And get a W on the books early.
Yeah, yes. Early.
Yep.
One of the reasons why I got onto national faculty was actually Kathy Gonzalez. She was the ED for Orange County. Mm-hmm. And then Joan Urbaniak. She was the ED for LA, executive director. And they both Kathy in particular, came to me and said, I need a California manager, still managed at the time. She goes, but I need somebody from California to teach the M100. She's like, these managers are not getting what they need. And so she really encouraged me to apply for national faculty. And so that's when I, you know, I started doing that. And I started doing Orange County originally. And then Joan reached out. So when you apply for faculty, you have to go to the national conference, or at least back in the old days, you went to conference and you did a 2-day training course before a conference. And then after you passed that, then you had to sit in the M100 and you had to audit the course. You have to co-teach it. Your faculty member that you're co-teaching with, they have to sign off on you.
Wow.
So there's a whole process to become a national faculty member. And so I sat in on the LA M100. And it was an instructor who was from out of state. And of course, here I am in the back of the room and I'm supposed to be quiet because I'm just auditing the course.
Uh-oh.
And you know me, I'm not
I know
quiet
where this is going.
Ever. And so, you know, she would say something and I'm like, no, that's not right.
That's not right.
But she's teaching the material, right? Yes. She's teaching the material that she's supposed to be teaching. And then she has the little purple book. And so, and she would say, she's like, you know, here's what the purple book says. And I would be like in the back of the room, like, so let me explain to you what that means.
Got it.
Right. And so about halfway through the first day, people literally I'm in the back of the room and they're asking questions and they're turning to the back of the room to ask me the questions.
Oh, jeez.
Because they don't, you know. And I mean, I got this instructor, she was so patient, you know, and at the end of the day, I apologized to her because I was stepping on her toes and I shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
And, you know, to her credit, she was like, no, thank you so much. She's like, because I'm not able to answer those questions.
Yeah, but why are you there? I mean, really, the students are what need to take away from.
Yeah.
It, so.
And from that point forward, I passed. I got onto faculty. And from that point forward, Joan had me teaching all of the courses in L.A. And I eventually became the M100 instructor for Southern California because I was teaching the California law, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I was able to say, hey, here's the purple book. Here's what it says. But just so you know, it's outdated at this point, or this section is outdated at this point. Know this for the exam. But when you go back to work on Monday, here's what you need to know when you're actually managing, right?
Got it. Which is a huge value.
Which is,
And
awesome. that was the precipice for all of this. And so I just kind of decided, we really need to make this a resource for managers. Managers should not have to go to a class and be confused because the book says one thing, but they know that the law says something else, mm-hmm. right? It's frustrating. And when you are a brand new manager, when you've been doing this, some people who take the M100, they've been doing this for 10, 20 years, and they're just now deciding to get certified. That's fine. But when you're a brand new manager who's new to the industry, who's genuinely trying to learn how to do the job, it's confusing to sit in a classroom to learn one thing and to go back to work the following week and have your boss tell you, no, that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but didn't this class say, and didn't this instructor tell me, right? It's confusing.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
It's got to be frustrating for the employer too. Like, is this the only way that I can go about this? I had to send the manager to go to this. There's an out-of-state person that's teaching the program that's well-intentioned, probably working really hard, but they're, you know, chips are stacked against them, you know, so to speak.
Yeah.
So yeah, from the standpoint of, you know, management company executives, people that want to develop their people and the actual end users, the managers, it hits on all points. And I know it's, I feel a certain amount of reward and fulfillment just by hearing some of these stories from the students that have already come through the class. I can't imagine what you and your team feel knowing that you've brought something into existence and we're really getting it going. And the feedback has been so positive, positive out the gate. I mean, it's one of those scenarios where it's like, hey, you can do good and also do good at the same time, which is exciting. When we get to find those things, it's special. All right, I'm looking through my notes here because I know I could talk to you about this forever. Okay, so we covered all your qualifications. I mean, there's way too many qualifications. So tell us a little bit about, okay, I'm a manager or I'm a management company executive. And all right, I'll bite. How do I find out more information? Where do I go? What do I do? What can I expect for my managers? Is this like a one-off manager on a thing? Is to their, does it have to be done through their management company? Right. If someone wants to say, hey, listen, I want to take the foundations course. I really want to get this, this certification. Do I have to go to my boss and ask them, like, what's the process?
Yeah. So you go to the website, it's camuniversity.org, super easy. And there are, you go to the website and there's three different tiles, right? So you're a brand new manager, you want to take the foundations course, that's a tile. You've already taken your M100, but you're getting ready to take the CMCA exam, there's a different tile for the study group. You know, you're coming up on recertification, you're just looking for some on-demand courses, different tile for the virtual campus. Super easy peasy. But let's say you're just brand spanking new, and you just want to get some education. You want to take that foundations course. We called it foundations on purpose because we wanted it to be that foundational course that gets you what you need to get going, right? So you can sign up right there on the website. It's offered monthly. It travels, so it could be the second week of the month, the fourth week of the month, whatever, but it's offered monthly. It's offered in a hybrid format, so you can take it in person in our San Juan Capistrano office, or if you're up in Valencia, you can Zoom in if that works better for you, or Northern California or wherever. It's, you know, you pay for it right there on the website. We also have a scholarship fund. Be perfectly honest, we're brand new. So we're more expensive than everybody else. You know, we're a law firm, so we don't operate on volunteers. We actually have paid staff. Yeah. So we have to.
Plus it's a Cybertruck.
You know, but there's value to the Cybertruck, right? Yeah.
No, this is something that we structured, and we've talked about this as well, right? This is an opportunity for, you know, we talk about the business. Our last podcast was on business partnerships and all those things are. I really do think this is an opportunity for us to partner with management firms as a training resource to be able to be able to do that. But at the same time, it does have an expense associated.
It does have an expense associated with it. We've been blessed. We have some wonderful business partners in the industry who have supported the university. And yeah, because,
that's incredible.
Because of their support, we're able to offer a scholarship fund. So some managers, their management companies will pay for their education, and that's great, and they'll be able to afford the course. Not everybody has that opportunity. So if you are an individual manager and your company, for whatever reason, is not able to support education, we have a scholarship fund that will pay for up to 50% of the registration fees, less any, you know, hard ticketing costs, things like that. So with the scholarship fund, we're right around the same price as CAI. We're about a $10 difference from CAI. And so, yeah, you just register right there online. You come to the office for 2.5 days. At the end of the course, we send you a link, and you have 30 days to take the exam to pass the course. It's a 70% pass rate, just like high school, right?
Yeah.
You get 2 hours and 2 attempts. So if you miss it the first time, you got a second chance to take the exam.
Real quick, it's you got to get at least 70% in order to be considered passed.
To pass the course.
But your actual passage rate of students that have taken foundations and that have passed the exam is higher than that.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. we've only had one student who wasn't able to pass.
Got it.
And honestly, I think that she just kind of went through the exam too fast, to be perfectly honest with you. Because I looked at her, you get 2 hours to take it, and she did like 45 minutes. So I'm like, you know, maybe slow down a little bit. Right?
We'll get it on the second bout.
Yeah.
No doubt for that. No.
So, yeah. And so you take the exam, you pass it, you get a course completion certificate. You take that to CAMICB, and you apply for the CMCA exam. I always encourage everybody to take the study group before taking the CMCA exam. Again, not because I don't think that people can't pass it, but because I think it's a very weird exam.
Yeah.
And any manager will tell you the questions are written in a way. It's not doesn't feel like plain English. It's just the questions are worded in a weird way. It's a multiple choice. You know, of the multiple choice, there's two good answers. You have to pick the best of the good answers, right?
No, I totally get it. Those of you that are listening that have gone to law school or have gotten barred up and have, you know, licensed attorney, you know, there's a certain component, whether it's LSAT prep or bar prep, where, hey, we're going to remind you all the foundational knowledge you need that you're going to be tested on.
Yeah.
But then there's a component of, okay, but this is how you actually take
the exam,
Yeah. Right. And that a large part is a lot of times just as significant, even more significant.
Yeah.
So you're saying that's what the study group provides.
So that's what the study group provides. So I always say the study group is optional, but I always highly encourage everybody to take,
Group. Just get this thing done. You want to pass on the first bout.
You know, and so, you know, a lot of people, you know, they want to take it on their own, at least the first time, and, you know, more power to you. Mm-hmm. You know, and then they come back to me and they're like, yeah, it was a stupid exam. And it's not a stupid exam. It's just, it's different.
It's different.
Right. So the manager came to me, he goes, Ramona, it's a DMV exam. And I'm like, 100%, right? Because the law says that a yellow, you slow down at a yellow light. But what do you do in practice? You speed up at the yellow light if you can make it through the intersection, right?
Exactly.
And so that's what the study group is about. Let's learn how to take the exam so that we can pass it the first time out.
Got it.
Right. And then we have the virtual campus so that you can maintain your certification.
Well, that's incredible. I mean, that's a lot. So how many years, you know, when you were starting to develop the foundations course, I mean, 2-3 years worth of effort. I know you've been working on this.
Yeah. So it took me 2 years to write it. Mm-hmm. And then it took probably 6-9 months to go through the approval process through CAMICB. I'm really proud of what we put together, though. CAMICB, their process is you submit the program. And it goes through a staff review first. And staff is amazing because they'll come back and they'll tell you everywhere you need to make changes. And their entire goal is, look, we're excited to have more coursework. We're excited to have more educational opportunities. We really want to see this get through. Here's what you need to do. Here's the changes that you need to make, right? They were amazing. So, you know, went ahead and made all of those changes. And then it goes through a review committee and sailed through the review committee. And once it was passed, it was passed. And so it's good for 5 years and then we'll re-up it. The other nice thing about it is because we're an HOA law firm, the coursework gets updated as the law changes. So, you know, we're not
an international organization relying on volunteers where understandably things are slow to evolve. For us, it's no, we're updating our materials
as it happens. So AB 130 happened. It took effect July 1st. And when we did the July foundations course, we had new material
right then and there, the bill that had just passed.
Yeah.
The ink's still wet on the deal.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm really proud of that. Case law happens all the time. You know, we get notification in the office that, you know, the appellate court decided something and we immediately go into the section of the coursework and we, you know, we plug in that new case if we think that it's applicable to what it is that we're teaching.
And it's important for managers to know. I remember, there's a case on neighbor disputes, right? Did that make its way in there?
It's in there.
I bet it did.
Yep.
Which is great. Well, Ramona, that's it's super exciting. I know you already said the URL is camuniversity.org. Foundations offered, you said it's monthly in a hybrid format, so you can send in person in our San Juan Capistrano HQ.
Yep.
Or remote if you want to. Yep. For those of you that come down to San Juan Capistrano, you won't be disappointed. It's a nice office. We have a lot of fun.
We feed you.
We got a pool table.
Yeah.
We do some fun things. There's a nice patio. Plus, you can hang out with a bunch of attorneys, which is always very exciting.
The study group is offered quarterly.
Quarterly, yep.
Yep.
And then you've got the virtual campus, which is launching, like the full LMS is launching.
July. Yeah, sometime in July.
And that's been a heavy lift.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But I mean, you know, we've been working we've been using Eventbrite for the last year and a half. And in April, I think we launched the virtual campus in January. April, so it's CAMICB does CMCA renewals in April and in October.
Okay.
And so in April, you know, we saw an influx of, you know, managers who were trying to get last minute CEUs so they could get their continuing education requirements so they could do their renewals. So all of that was done through Eventbrite and through Zoom recordings and things like that, right? You know, it's been a lot of, you know, masking tape and paper clips and, you know, managers have been amazing and they don't care. But by the October renewals, we will have...
It's going to be dialed.
Yes, we will have a full-blown virtual campus.
Virtual campus. Yeah. So our Lunch and Learn program, everything that we've gotten certified, you can go there, take it at your own pace.
Yep.
Got it.
Yeah, and we've got about 25 hours, I think, of on-demand coursework. That will be available.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
We've recorded that much stuff.
Yep. Yep. Because what we did is, so every virtual Lunch and Learn that we've done over the last year, we've recorded. And then we also got approval from CAM-ICB. So the Foundations course is 12 modules. Mm-hmm. CAM-ICB approved each module for 1 hour of CEUs.
Awesome.
So we've got that on top of it. So, you know, you're a manager, you've been working hard, you've been managing these condominium associations and dealing with these water leaks and these roof leaks and these angry homeowners, and you haven't had time to go to luncheons and go to classes, and now renewal is coming up. We got all kinds of stuff for you.
Awesome. Well, that's exciting. Ramona, exceptional work. Super proud of you on what you've been able to build and achieve, and only law firm ever anywhere that's able to offer this type of preparatory course. It's just incredible. That's our show for today. Thank you all for listening. Ramona, thank you again. Make sure to visit our website. It's tinleylaw.com, where we'll break down this episode. But more importantly, go to camuniversity.org. Check out the educational offerings what Ramona and her team have built. It's awesome. I'm excited to see the new version of the virtual campus. And for those of you that are listening to this, if you sign up for Foundations and you come down to our San Juan Capistrano headquarters, please take a moment to stop in, knock on the door, say hi, and make fun of just how awkward I was this entire podcast interview. You rock, Ramona. Thank you so much. Be sure to stay tuned for our next episode on manager ethics and professionalism.
To share or subscribe to the Tinley Talks podcast, visit us at tinleylaw.com. There you can find links to everything discussed in this episode, locate helpful resources, check out other episodes, and submit questions for future topics. And be sure to tune in next month for our next episode. As always, the views and opinions expressed by the podcast, its presenters, and guests do not constitute legal advice. For more information on the topics discussed in today's podcast, please consult with your association's legal counsel. This is Tinley Talks, presented by Tinley Law Group. Your community, your council.